Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Small towns, investing in old, lower value neighborhoods, not more infrastructure. On a sometimes lonely march to try to advance and rebuild low and moderate income communities, it's always a welcome relief to stumble on fellow travelers moving on much the same pathway. At least that's how I felt preparing to interview Chuck Marone for Wade's World, the author of Strong Towns, Bottoms Up Revolution to Rebuild America, and the president and co-founder of the nonprofit also called Strong Towns. Marone argues against the grain or the pro-development at any price crowd, as well as the infrastructure ideologues, both of which, to his engineer's mind, just don't add up. It resonated with me when he offered an example of the added value on every bottom line of investing that is achieved, putting money into lower-income neighborhoods where fixing streets, sidewalks, and simple maintenance could increase the value of a family's home and citizen wealth from $50,000 to $55,000, a 10% jump. He compared this to a municipality supporting a suburban or new development of 250,000 and above homes where they had to build all the streets and infrastructure, lay the water and sewer lines and everything else, which would never pay back, and in 30 years would need to be replaced again. Similarly, he knocked the fake urban incentive plans and gave an example from his town in Minnesota where they essentially gave a 25-year tax break to move a fast food operation three blocks, getting nothing from the move and creating abandonment and less value in the former area. Amen and hallelujah. When it comes to roads and other big infrastructure projects, he states flatly that we could not build or expand another highway for decades and still have more road capacity than we need. I thought of Acorn's fight against the Inner City Expressway in Little Rock, then the Wilbur Mills, and now the I-630, and a number of similar highway projects, including recent proposals in New Orleans' 9th Ward, in which we had had him with us when we needed him then. Our endless fights against the expansion of the Industrial Canal in New Orleans are another example, but they are endless. Part of Marone's argument is that the so-called cost-benefit claims of many of these projects are fake math, as I called it, and that he called almost too kind. The way bond markets, Wall Street, and the feds have hornswoggled cities and towns in their successful lobbying of accounting standards that makes water lines and miles of roads assets as if they were producing income and revenue for a city rather than depreciating liabilities that require constant maintenance and replacement without an income stream that supports the cost. An investment in a block of residential houses that produces more tax revenues, on the other hand, is usually recorded as a liability despite the change in value. Similarly, Marone made a devastating argument that the math behind lost work time because of traffic and job creation through construction, which are used to support highway development, are totally specious, because there's no relationship to the saved minute on a commute necessarily adding additional income at all, much less for the various levels of government paying the bill. You get the message. Strong Towns, organization, and book are worth a good look. Forcing these arguments into public policy and budgetary debates around the country. Recently, a real estate developer was elected as the new mayor of Nashville on campaign promises to end business incentives and to slow down or manage growth better for existing citizens. Maybe change is coming. If we can redirect this energy and dollars from the shiny new things to rehab and restoration of our existing neighborhoods and facilities, we will have achieved a big win for all of us. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.